Your Bible, turn with me to Psalm 119. Psalm 119. I can hear some of you groan inwardly when I say Psalm 119. You're looking, it's only 15 minutes to go. Psalm 119 is the longest chapter in the Bible, 176 verses. Relax, we're going to read three of them tonight. Psalm 119, we're going to read verses 9, 10, and 11. We just prayed for young people, and we prayed specifically for them and their spiritual lives. Our young people need our prayers. I hope for the older folks that you pray regularly for young people. Pray for them this summer as many of them head out on mission teams. Friday night was the Baptist Youth Camp night as we made preparations for the Baptist Youth Camps. Lots of our young people were there, and they're not all going in Baptist Youth Camps. There are some going in SU teams and SISMs. Pray for them as they head out this summer. Pray for them as they do their exams. Lots of these young people sitting over here, they're doing GCSEs, AS levels, A levels. They're stressing. Good to see you on a Sunday night. You've come out. You've joined us. Some of them have got a few exams still to go. Would you pray for them? And the pressure and the stress of the exams over the next few weeks. Will you pray for them for guidance as they make decisions about next year, September, what they're going to do? Pray for our young people. It's never been easy being a young person. And today is probably even harder than ever. The access, easy access to sin. Our young people are living in a hostile, sinful world, and they need our prayers. The internet has been revolutionary. It's also been catastrophic for many people. Pornography, just a click away. Many young people addicted to it at the moment. Social media is pumping a message and a lifestyle that is anti-God and anti-Christian. It is hard being a young people in our culture and our society today. And I want to ask a question. The question is on the screen. And maybe you can't pick it out clearly, the bits at the top. But how can a young man keep his way pure? In our sinful world, which is bombarding our young people with so much, how can a young man keep his way pure? How can a young person, why have I worded it that way? Am I just focusing on the men tonight? No, I've worded it that way because that's the question that Psalm 119 asks. Look at verse 9. How can a young man keep his way pure? Or how can a young woman keep their way pure? And we don't have to look far for the answer because the rest of the verses tell us the answer. Let's read these verses together. Verse 9. How can a young man keep his way pure? By guarding it according to your word. With my whole heart I seek you. Let me not wander from your commandments. I have stored up your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. This whole section deals with victory over sin. This section, these three verses, deal with how we can be pure, how as a Christian we can live a pure life in a sin-polluted world. How can a young man or a young woman keep his way pure? Three words that we look at in this passage, and here they are on the screen. How can a young man keep his way pure? By guarding, verse 9, by seeking, verse 10, and by storing in verse 11. Now, every Christian, if you're a Christian here tonight, every Christian should have a desire to live a pure life in a sinful world. If you're a Christian here tonight, no matter what age you are, if you're one of our young people, or you're the oldest person here tonight, you should have a desire to live a pure life. You should actually have a hatred for sin, because when the gospel has grasped your life, you should realize the seriousness of sin. And you realize the suffering that Christ went through on the cross for your sin. And when that gospel message of the seriousness of your sin and the suffering of Christ has gripped your heart, we should actually have a hatred for sin. We should hate sinning against our Savior who suffered for us. And when the gospel has gripped our mind and our lives, we should have this desire to live a pure life. And it's not easy living a pure life because we're attacked in two directions. We're attacked from our flesh within, our own sinful nature. Our own sinful nature is weak, and we struggle with that. It's hard to live a pure life because we have a sinful nature, and so we need to put that sinful nature to death, and we need the Holy Spirit to work in our lives. So we have an attack from within, our flesh, our sinful nature, but there's all these attacks from outside, temptations in a sinful world. and a devil who is after us to trip us up as well. And so the psalmist asks this vital question: how can a young man keep his way pure? As I said, it applies to our young women as well. But the biblical principles we're going to look at tonight, they're for everybody. No matter what age you are, if you're a believer, what we're going to learn tonight is going to be helpful for you to live a pure life in a sinful world. So don't switch off, no matter what age you are. I want to direct this primarily to our young people. That's our focus this evening. But these are principles for all of us. Firstly, we're told to guard, verse 9. How can a young man keep his way pure? By guarding it according to your word. We face daily attacks. Attacks that will want to lure us into sin. Attacks that want us to give in to temptation. And so we need to guard ourselves. We need to guard our minds and we need to guard our hearts. And if we're going to guard ourselves, we need something that's stronger than us to guard us. I will never be a bouncer. Look at me, okay? Job's going there. I don't think I would fit the job description. Okay, the bouncer's job is to guard the door. To look after the people who are inside, guard them. We actually saw that in London a few weeks ago where the doormen actually protected the people inside from attackers. And keep people out and look after any trouble. I would never get a job as a doorman, as a bouncer, because the people coming causing trouble would be stronger than me. So I wouldn't be much use. What you need if you're going to have somebody who's guarding you is somebody or something which is stronger. How can a young person keep his way pure? By guarding it according to your word. What do we need to guard ourselves with? What do we use? We need to use the word of God. What does the Bible tell us about itself? That it's strong. That it's sharper than any two-edged sword. Many think it's just an old book. It's outdated, it's irrelevant. It's actually the living word of God. What we find here in the pages of Scripture is powerful. And the reason it's powerful is because it is God's word. And so we need to spend some time. We want to live a life that's pure. We need to spend time in God's word by guarding it according to your word. We need to read God's word. We need to meditate upon God's word. We need to let it get into our minds and our hearts. Because the Holy Spirit takes the word of God and it uses it to transform our hearts and our minds. And as we spend time in God's word, what does it do? It gives us a hatred for sin. And as we spend time in God's word, it gives us a greater love for our Savior when we think about what he did for us. And as we spend time in God's word, it gives us a desire for godly living. Do you want to keep your way pure? Get into God's word. Take it seriously and let it guard your minds. And that it guard your hearts as well. When do I usually give in to temptations? I'm going to be honest with you tonight. I'm sinful, like the rest of you. I struggle at times. Temptations come, and sadly, there are times I give in. When do I often give in to temptations? Do you know when it happens? It's usually when I've neglected my personal devotions. When I've neglected that time with the Lord in God's word, when I haven't guarded my mind and my heart, I find myself slipping into temptations. Why? Because I'm leaving myself spiritually vulnerable. Young people, everyone, don't be off guard. Get into the word and guard yourself by it. Secondly, we're told to seek, verse 10. With my whole heart I seek you. Let me not wander from your commandments. The psalmist doesn't want to wander, doesn't want to stray off. Doesn't want to get away from God's commandments that he finds in his word. He doesn't want to start disobeying. And how do you avoid straying spiritually? How do you avoid going off the path? By seeking God, by fixing your eyes on one who is greater. We need to seek God, and not in a blasé way. Look how it says, with my whole heart I seek you. Wholehearted commitment. This is somebody who is purposeful. This is undivided loyalty. Not with part of my heart, with my whole heart I seek you. This is sincere effort. And we all need to seek the Lord. We all need to seek the Lord for salvation. If you're here tonight, you're not a Christian. If you're not in Christ, as Chris explained it recently, if you're not in Christ, you're lost. That's what the Bible says. Spiritually, you are lost, and Jesus is the only way. He's the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through him. And if you're not a Christian, you need to seek Christ. But the Christian life continues by seeking Christ as well. We don't want to drift away from Christ. We don't want to drift into disobedience, and so we need to daily seek the Lord. We need to daily seek his help. Now, this is not a game of hide and seek. You know, where he's hiding in a difficult place and he's hard to find. This is not a game of Where's Wally, where he's difficult to find. I don't know if you've got one of those books. Our youngest daughter, Molly, has got a Where's Wally book. And sometimes for bedtime reading, can I read a story to you? She gets out the Where's Wally book. There's not much reading. We just sit there quietly looking at these double pictures, trying to find this small character. And it's really, really difficult, and the pressure's on. Who can find it first? And it's usually Molly. Okay, it's a difficult game, but maybe it takes 10, 15 minutes to find this small character on the page. The Lord is not easy. He's not difficult to find. What does he say? Seek me and you will find me. He will be found by all who come and approach him. Where does he reveal himself? He reveals himself in his word. How do we discover what Christ is like? By coming to his word. How do we discover how to live in a way that pleases him? We discover it in his word. And so again, we need to daily seek the Lord. So how can a young person keep their way pure? By guarding our hearts through his word, by seeking him. We find him in his word. And thirdly and lastly, by storing. Verse 11, I have stored up your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. Lots of people are hoarders. I don't know if you're a hoarder. I wonder if I came into your house, what would I discover? Are you somebody declutters? Are you somebody a hoarder? Some people love to store up things. Never throw that out. It could be useful someday. It will never be useful someday. They hoard lots and lots of junk. They store up all this rubbish. That's not what it's thinking about here. I stored up your word. God's word is not junk. God's word is a great treasure. An incredible treasure. It's the living word of God. And so the sense of storing it up is not hoarding it. It's like storing it in a safe place. Guarding a treasure, which is God's word. We need to store up and keep safe God's word. Why? That I might not sin against you. How do we store up God's word? How do we store it up in our heart, like it says here in verse 11? Well, we need to read it. We need to meditate upon it. We need to memorize it. We need to let it seep into our minds and our hearts, because the Holy Spirit takes it from our minds and plants it deep into our hearts. And what we store in our hearts are important things. I've stored up your word in my heart. What do we store in our heart? We store up there the things that we love. I like children. I was involved in children's ministry for many years. You wouldn't be involved in children's ministry unless you like children. I like children. I like lots and lots of children. But there's only three children who have my heart. They're sitting down near the back. Why? Because they're mine. They're my children. What do you store in the heart? Your heart. The things that are precious to you. We need to store God's word in our heart. And how do we do that? Well, it takes time. It takes time to read it. It takes time to meditate upon it and to memorize it. I wonder, do we ever memorize scripture? Do we ever store it up in our minds and in our hearts? Often we think that activity is just for children. That's something you do in the kids' club, isn't it? That's something we'll do in camp during the summer. We'll teach the kids memory verses. We'll say it's really important. Wasn't it great to have our children on this platform last Sunday morning and to recite seven verses from John's Gospel, the seven I Ams? We think it's a children's activity. We need to do it too. Why? I have stored up your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. What's the motivation for kids who are learning memory verses? Often to get a prize. If you learn a memory verse in Sunday school, you get a bookmark or a sweet or something like that there. What is our motivation for storing up God's word, for memorizing it, that I might not sin against you? Let's think about Jesus Christ in the wilderness. We know that story from the Gospels. Christ was in the wilderness. Satan came to him directly and he tempted him three times. He tempted him to sin. He tempted him to live a life that was impure. And Christ overcame the temptations. How did he overcome those temptations? He quoted scripture. Scriptures that he had stored up in his heart and his mind. I have stored up your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. I used to be better at that, I'm going to be honest, taking time to memorize. I remember when I was a student, and I was studying at Stranmallows College, Belfast. I was a home student. I used to get a lift in the morning with my mum. She worked not too far away, at about a 20, 25-minute walk from where her workplace in the Stranmallows College in the morning. And one of the things I used to do as a student is I had little cards with memory verses on it from the Navigators, your Christian organization, very big in the scripture memorization. As I walked along, I used to walk on my own. People must have thought I was mad, you know, talking to myself, muttering away, but memorizing scriptures. And a lot of those verses I learned as a student over 20 years ago are in my mind and my heart. I haven't been as good at that recently. That's something we need to keep on doing. I store up your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. How helpful it is. I think of my granny. My granny McCluskey was somebody who used to memorize scripture. And I remember in her final days of life being in the Down Hospital. She was sick. She was in there for a number of weeks. She never left there. She died in that hospital. But she got to the stage where she could not read her Bible anymore. And she said, "That's okay." She said to me, "I do my devotions every morning through the book of Hebrews, because over the years I've memorized the complete book of Hebrews." She lay in her hospital bed reciting the book of Hebrews. And she says, "Because I want to keep going in my faith." Stored up the word of God to keep encouraging her faith. Young people, will we take this seriously? How do you live a pure life in a sinful world? By guarding, by seeking, and by storing. Why not write these verses out? This is a good place to start. Three verses. Why not take these verses and write them on a little card? Maybe put them in your bedroom, young person, or somewhere else. Let's think about these verses. Let's meditate on them over the next few days. For young people, you're probably trying to memorize lots of things, important things for your exams, things that you need to know. Why not take a break every so often? Why not take some of these verses, memorize them, store them up, pray them into your lives that you may not sin against God? What about the older folks? Will you keep praying for our young people? Will you keep praying for them that they might live pure lives in a sinful world? But let's take it to heart for yourselves as well. Let us all who are believers strive to guard, to seek, and to store. Let's pray together. I'm going to invite Paul to come. I'm going to ask Paul to come, pray specifically for our young people and for all of us that we might live godly lives in a sinful world. Thanks, Paul.
Father, we come to you, and again, we thank you for the great gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we thank you for, Lord, for those of us who are in him, in Christ. And Lord, we ask that we would respond appropriately to your word tonight and have a real desire to keep our ways pure. And again, we pray particularly for our young people. Father, that you would just plant a deep-rooted desire in within their hearts to, Lord, to know your word. Father, that they would really seek after you wholeheartedly and that they would store up your word in their heart. Father, I pray that for all our YF folk that they would count Christ worth more than anything else and that they would be driven and motivated in life by Christ and by his love over and above career or prestige or marriage or anything else, that Christ would be supreme in their lives. And Lord, so for each of us. So Father, will you work in our hearts? Will you stir us? Will you turn us towards Christ? And Father, even as we go into another week, Father, I just pray again that Christ would be worth more to us than anything else. And we pray this through his name. Amen.